stuffed. In the United States, we consume too much food. CDC, even though things might be getting a little better, I don't know if they are, it depends on which statistics you look at, but the CDC reports that more than a third of all adults in the United States have a body mass index that classifies them as obese. And I know that's not the only way to look at it, but it's a high number. 17% of children and adolescents are in the same condition. I remember reading about and learning about the story of Jesus feeding the 5,000 plus when I was a kid. 5 loaves and 2 fish. When I was a kid, I heard all ate and were filled. Or in other translations, it's like all the people ate and were satisfied, or they ate as much as they wanted. Well, I just saw it as they ate and then the meal was over, they were good. Nowadays, maybe we see it through the eyes of having overstuffed stomachs and supersized meals, ginormous burgers. For us nowadays, to eat and be filled means something very different than it did to those who experienced the feeding of the 5,000. That wasn't like an all-you-can-eat buffet where you just eat as much as you can. It was they ate until they knew they'd had enough. Oh, yep, that's enough. We, in our culture, we have exchanged enough with being stuffed. So hold on to that. There's your, dietitian talk. But let's look for a moment at how all these people were fed when they started out with 5 loaves and 2 fish. Maybe it was an endless basket of food that automatically replenished itself each time the food was distributed, like the leprechaun's pot of gold. Maybe it was a mass sharing of resources from all who were gathered there that began with Jesus telling the disciples to distribute the 5 loaves and the 2 fish. Maybe the people were holding back, being filled or satisfied with much less than they would normally eat. They didn't want to eat so much because they knew that there was a little. The Bible doesn't say what happened. It just said that they started with 5 loaves and 2 fish, then everyone had enough, and that afterwards there were many leftovers. And this isn't the only place in the Bible where we get many people being fed, beginning with little or no food. Manna for the Israelites as they traveled to the promised land. 100 people being fed with 20 loaves of barley bread and fresh ears of grain. That was Elisha, one of those super prophets of the Old Testament. And then another story with Jesus. He started off with 7 loaves of bread and a few small fish, and 4,000 ate, and they were filled. Maybe that's the same story, just told a different way. Maybe it's 2 different times. It's in 2 different places in the Bible. But in none of the examples does the Bible spell out exactly how the food appeared or exactly where it came from. But in each of the examples, the lesson is that there was enough. I think our understanding of the feeding of the 5,000 from Matthew or the feeding of the 4,000 or any of those, it goes beyond answers as to whether this is about food magically appearing out of a bottomless basket or if the real miracle is that Jesus got a group of 5,000 people to share their food. Stone soup. Magic basket. I'm going to go with the stone soup idea, but I think that the real message of this week's Bible reading is that there is enough. Jesus took a little bit and said, there's enough, and everyone believed him, and then there was enough. There is enough. We've got a problem with our distribution systems, though. See, there's enough resources in our community to be sure that the fish food pantry is stocked and able to provide food for those who are in need. We were part of Fish's founding in 1971. And some of you remember Fish's founding in 1971. There are enough resources to support Hope's Front Door. at our sister church, First Congregational. There are enough resources to support PADS, other organizations that provide food and shelter. Because while we live in a stuffed culture, there are also people who are food insecure and don't have a place to live. There are enough resources that everyone should have enough and a place to stay. There are enough resources in our congregation. We're a small congregation. We're not getting bigger right now. But there are enough resources in our congregation to pay our bills and to effectively minister to all and to reach out to the world. There are enough resources in our state to make sure that all have access to health care and school. There are enough resources in our country so that every person has a place to live. There are enough resources in our world so that everyone can have the basic necessities of life. There is enough. But we live in this culture that says we need more. We need more. Instead of knowing what is enough, we live until we're stuffed. We take all of it. Our distribution system is out of whack. Or maybe we just live out of fear because all we can see is scarcity. There's not enough, so therefore I must take what's mine and not share. I don't have enough time, I don't have enough energy, I don't have enough money, I don't have enough food. We live out of fear because we can only see scarcity. The people that were fed in the Bible story today, they knew when they'd had enough. There was more than enough. Jesus looked at meager resources. I can see 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And he saw the abundance of what God had provided. He knew there was enough. There is enough for us to be the church. There is enough for us to care for others. There is enough so long as we don't overstuff. There is enough, and we don't have to keep holding on to our stuff like we're going to lose it. Because we don't always see it, but we do live in a world of abundance. And this isn't prosperity gospel, or if you pray loud enough, or if you pray hard enough, God will bless you and you will have houses and cars. No, it's about enough for everyone. Being the church means being agents of knowing that there is enough for everyone. So we live in a world of abundance. We live in a nation of abundance. We live in a state of abundance. Both ways, a state of Illinois and a state of abundance. We are in a state of abundance. We live in this community, a community of abundance, and we are part of this faith community, St. Paul's United Church of Christ, a church of abundance. And knowing God's abundance has everything to do with discerning God's vision for what, who, why St. Paul's is. Discerning God's vision for St. Paul's United Church of Christ. Knowing God's abundance is important, necessary, as we think about God's vision inside these walls, outside of these walls. We're getting closer in time to this season of visioning. We're going to be beginning this season of visioning in just a few weeks. And as we prepare, we will give, we will serve, we will live out of the abundance that God has given us. And we will work in keeping God's vision. There is enough that all may eat. There is enough that all may be filled. Amen.